Recording.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for taking a break with Gene and Mary today. We're here every day at noon. And you can also find us online at beunique.org. That's BUNEKE.org. Or you can contact us anytime at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Hey, Mary.
No. I'm going to keep it rolling. Side effects may include jocularity, increased knowledge, and an upgrade in quality of life. We're going to get this right.
We got it. Woohoo!
Almost. We got a little wrong, but that's okay. Welcome to the show, everybody. Today, we're talking about sports. I know nothing about sports. I really
Oh, my
don't.
Goodness.
Yeah.
But a true sports fan knows everything about sports.
Yes. And my kids played sports. They were cross-country runners, track and field, football.
Awesome.
One of them tried out for basketball. He was tall, but he just didn't have the skills.
He couldn't get the ball in the basket.
I don't know what it was. Yeah. He was 12 and he was growing too fast. He was like a Labrador puppy with his shoes. He was funny. I still don't have my timer running. So we're not quite right, but we're getting there. All right. Everybody's
I'll tell you, I played basketball a little bit in high school, and because I went to a school that you were required to do a sport, and in the winter it was basketball or wrestling.
Uh-huh.
I didn't really want to wrestle because I'd wrestled before and I wasn't much for it, but basketball sounded fun. But you know, I got little short legs, and basketball guys got big long legs, and
yeah,
I didn't do so well with that. A lot of running. Only time I really do much running is if I'm chasing something or something's chasing me.
How much do you know about football?
Now, football is a little bit more what I played. I'm kind of a bigger guy. And so in my eighth grade year, I grew up to my adult size, basically. And I was a terror on the football field on both sides of the ball. But then everybody else grew up and that went away. But well, I love to watch NFL. I was a hometown.
Do you? You like fan. NFL football?
Yeah, I was a hometown fan in Denver, and then when I moved to Jacksonville, I became a big fan when they got their team.
The Jaguars. But
other than that, I don't do much.
So, do you know which NFL teams have won the most Super Bowl championships?
Well, I think it's probably got to be our modern Super Bowl champion, I would imagine. The Patriots.
You'd be wrong.
Oh, good. I mean, oh, okay. No, I mean, I'd like it to be somebody like the Packers, you know, back in
it
the day
was.
Or whatever.
The Green Bay Packers have won 13 Super Bowl championships.
Oh, that's awesome. I feel a lot better for
longevity.
Yeah, the old days. I mean, when I was a kid, those old days weren't that old still, you know. Everybody was a you know, knew the Packers or the Bears, you know.
Well, the Bears won 9.
Really?
Yeah. But look at that big difference, 13 and 9.
Yeah. And that's 1 and 2.
Yeah.
What, 30 some?
Well, I just have 11 on my list. New York Giants won 8. So did Cleveland Browns.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Pittsburgh Steelers won 6. Then we have three tied. We have three teams tied. 5 wins. Washington Redskins, which are now just called the Washington football team, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas Cowboys and San Francisco 49ers. Mm-hmm. Detroit Lions won 4 and then tied at for now. This is interesting. Tied at 10 and 11 with 2 wins, Baltimore Colts and Kansas City Chiefs. The Patriots didn't even make Barb's top 11 list.
Hmm. Interesting.
Now, do you know when the first Super Bowl was played?
Oh, no. Golly, again, I'm feeling old. I was alive when there were single-digit Super Bowls.
January 15th, 1967.
Oh, my.
So you were young.
Yeah.
That was the Chiefs versus the Packers.
Chiefs. Lenny Dawson.
And the Packers won. The
Packers won. That's awesome. Well, now what about sports like track and field and stuff? Do you know anybody that's did any of that? I always wanted to, but wasn't built for it. And like lacrosse and soccer. And
I actually knew a high school lacrosse player in recent years. And my kids played track, and well, one was a cross country runner and the other one was track and field. He did the shot put and javelin, I think, because they didn't require him to actually run.
Yeah. That's what they always wanted me to do. It's like, I don't want to do that. I want to be a long distance runner, run through the woods, you know?
That was what my oldest one did. He was a long distance runner. He loved to get out there and just run until he couldn't run anymore. But
with my short legs, I'd run long distance and then I'd never get there.
Now I've got another sports question for you. Do you know who holds the most gold medals for swimming?
Well, wow, there's a couple of, I'm gonna say Mark Spitz.
You'd be wrong again.
Oh my goodness, okay.
Michael Phelps.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
He won 18 gold medals in 3 different Olympics.
Wow.
And that's going to take some doing to beat that record.
Yeah.
Now, here's another record that may never be broken. Bob Beamans jumped 29 and a half feet in the long jump.
Wow. That is a long, long jump.
Oh. Now, let me give you another Olympic record. Holy. Ian Miller has been in 10 consecutive Olympic appearances. He's a Canadian equestrian. He was 25 when he won his, I don't know if he won any medals, just that he was in 10 consecutive appearances. The first Olympics for him was in 1972 when he was 25. And then in 2012, when he was 65.
Wow.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you know when the next Olympics is scheduled?
Well, can you get a hint? Can I know when the last one was scheduled?
I don't have that information.
Oh, because I was gonna say, then I'd know in 4 years it would be.
Yeah, it's 2021.
Oh, okay, it's coming right up.
So
okay.
I don't know how that's going to work, you know, with the current situation, but we'll see.
Well, maybe the only event they'll have is long distance running.
So with emphasis on the distance.
Distance, yeah.
Do you know where it's going to be?
I don't. No, I don't.
Tokyo.
Really?
Yeah. Scheduled to be in Tokyo. You know what I love about the Olympics? Really and truly what I absolutely love? The opening and closing ceremonies.
Yeah.
They're so elaborate, and the countries always tell a bit of their history, and they. Another thing that I like about the Olympics is the cities that are awarded the privilege of hosting the Olympics always create such amazing venues and stadiums for this, and then those remain within the city afterwards.
Yeah.
It's just sometimes it's a big uplift to the city's financial outlook, I guess, is the word I'm thinking of.
Yeah, or economy, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, I know one thing about sports is that it's got a lot of, I mean, what I learned from sports is a lot of, about teamwork and stuff, but also a lot about just, I always wanted to have fun. When it got down to where it quit being fun and more work, that's kind of where I kind of moved more toward the, went to, out for orchestra then after that. And
school, yeah.
You know, play some music instead.
Well, I never cared much for sports. Mm-hmm. Oh, I think, yeah, never mind. My brain just kind of went into another realm here. But I think one of the reasons that I never cared much for sports, I was 7 and we had some bigger cousins come visit from out of state, and they're the same age as my much older brother and sister, who were 14 and 16 at the time, I guess. So they were all playing backyard baseball, softball, whatever. And the girl cousin, she threw the ball, and I guess she wasn't really good, or else she was very good. I don't know which, but she hit me smack in the mouth with the ball and knocked my tooth loose.
That's gotta be fun.
I bled a lot. That was my, that was my first foray into emergency dental work. But
well, I just never, even back when I was a little kid in grade school, when they started getting out there and started wanting to hit each other and you know, compete against each other just to have fun. It's like, well, I'll go over here and have fun. You guys compete, you know, I don't want to hit in the face anymore.
I mean, who needs to be physically hurt? You know, oh my gosh, my youngest son, he would get hurt so much and so badly, not at in a football game, but just practicing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and yeah. I'll never forget the day. He was a good tackling dummy, but I remember his coach Riley had a voice like this. You know, he talked like he was full of gravel and burning, whatever. I don't know. I guess that was just his voice. But I remember one day he called me up on the phone. He said, "Well, Mary, your boy done it again." I'm like, "What?" He said, "He's broken 4 bones in one hand." Because what happened is he saw the guy coming at him and he instinctively put his hand up to protect his face,
even though
he was wearing a helmet.
Right.
So his hand got caught between his helmet and the other guy's helmet.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just had goosebumps thinking about it.
Ugh.
Yeah, I'll tell you, that was one thing. When I wrestled, the last time I wrestled in high school was I broke my collarbone.
Yeah.
I remember thinking I wanted to play by the rules, and you're not supposed to land on top of the other player. You have to let a part of you hit the mat first.
Yeah.
So I let a part of me hit while I let my shoulder hit. And so both of us landed on it. And boy, you ought to heard the pop across the gym. Pop.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
And I had never in my life before or since had anything as painful as that thing. Because it didn't matter what muscle you moved in your body. It hurt for weeks.
Have you broken any other bones?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I broke 2-3 arms.
Jeez.
Yeah.
You broke 3 arms.
Yeah, I broke one twice.
You must have broke one clean off.
I broke one 2 times. So, yeah, I think the eye opener for me was when I realized as a kid that how much, you know, it's fun to go play games and stuff like that. But when it started to be pain and hurt was about the same time as I saw the book Ferdinand the Bull.
Yeah.
Weekly Reader Book Club. And I read that and I thought, you know, Ferdinand has it going on. And that's when I decided I wouldn't have anything but fun to do with sports.
I like that.
That was it. Switch to flowers.
Flowers are good. Ferdinand loved his flowers, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, folks, we're at the end of our time for today. So I hope you enjoyed your break with us.
I did.
And tomorrow, at least, no, we don't come back until Monday. So what are we talking about on Monday?
I don't know.
Tomorrow's
Wednesday.
You know, I don't even go there.
Okay. Hey, well, listen, doesn't matter what day it is,
we'll sort out what day of the week it is.
And we'll either be back tomorrow or Monday.
We'll be back when we come back. We're going to talk about stuff, whatever it is. We'll figure this out as we go. We're going to, I promise, we're going to get better.
Yeah, we'll get, or it'll be more fun.
It'll be one or the other. So, Gene, you want to take us out of here with a little tune?
All right. All right. Let me see what I can come up with here.
Join us every day at noon Eastern time where we talk about stuff. It could be today's show or tomorrow's show. We'll figure it out.
Maybe.
Bye, y'all.
Might even be yesterday. See ya.
It could be yesterday's show. That would be kind of fun traveling back in time.
Whoa. Well, that's for another show, though. See ya.
Absolutely. Bye, everybody.